This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Browns receiver Jerry Jeudy, very favorable reviews of him yesterday. Helps when Joe Flacco's throwing somebody the ball. But he posted a deep question on his Twitter account. Quote, quick question, why everything be so negative on Twitter, end quote. So,
welcome to the show.
JP, Jerry, I got to ask you here.
Welcome to the show.
Why everything be so negative on Twitter?
Why is water wet? I mean, these are just, it's one of life's questions. It's just, it's the reality we live in, Jerry. Okay. The platform is the platform. It's never going to change. You can create all the blue skies in the world. You can, all the threads you want. It's going to be a nasty place. That's the mud that it exists in, and it doesn't want to be anything different.
Well, specific to Twitter, it's because there's an algorithm that feeds into the, that basically creates a hate vacuum where it feeds negativity into negativity. And so, for instance, if you posted something positive and then something negative at the same time, the negative thing is likely to get like 5 times more interaction than the positive thing. That to me screams nefarious workings behind the scenes and taking advantage of the worst side of humanity.
Well, and even just on a tinier level, what I've noticed is that maybe this is just too deep into the analytics of it all, but here we go. So, like, if somebody tweets something like, man, I just cannot stand, I'll use Jake in this instance, I can't stand Jake.
Some people have been saying it.
And then you get, like, it gets, like, 6 or 7 likes because it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, it's no one's ever talking about Jake that way. Let's go ahead and like that bad boy up. And then you get, like, 6, 7, 8 likes or whatever. And then that person understands throughout a row of tweets that get 0 engagement that, oh, all I got to do is talk trash about this person, and all of a sudden I got engagement, and then it just becomes a never-ending cycle of just, oh, that's how I rage bait, essentially, and you get people to get all fired up.
Hashtag analytics.
Omaha! Dove Kleiman.
That crazy bastard.
You talk about somebody that just stockpiling the mean streets of Twitter. He put out here, he goes, uh-oh, Browns defensive end, and he talks about Oboe here. Like in a post on IG that talked about Myles Garrett not being a good leader for the team, the post criticizing Myles for being in Japan and not at OTAs. Oboe's responded and says Myles is a great teammate and leader, saw the post, thought these guys literally didn't have a clue what's going on, and this post supported that. He says, if you're bored, go exercise.
So Oboe's
going at Dove for being misrepresented.
But that he wasn't misrepresented. He liked...
So that's where it gets a little dicey.
And just have some balls, guys. All right? This whole idea of, I've been taken out of context, you're grown men. Right? Like, good God. You like to post bleep-talking Myles Garrett. We've interviewed Oboe. I like the brief interactions we've had with Oboe. I really like that guy. Love his story.
Yeah.
Love watching him play football, the way. I think he's perfect for the wide nine. Grow a set, dude. I mean, come on. You can't handle somebody pointing it out. You have to know. Oh, he's a great teammate. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I think he realized that was not a good thing to do. Right? Like, he just realized. It's him doing damage control, I think. I want to know if someone at the Browns was like, hey, you might want to get in front of this one.
That's another thing. Why are we? No. Why?
Or was it his own accord? Was he like, maybe I messed up here and I want to right this wrong?
I mean, what are we doing? It's like when Stefanski said four quarterbacks with Ken and Anthony. And then in every other interview that same Friday, he was talking about five quarterbacks. Why do you guys feed into this? Like, how much energy can you give to just nonsense? Yeah, Oboe liked to post. And, .. moving on. But what I really meant was, it was about lazy asses on Twitter. Just grow a set. Good God. I just have never, like, this organization, when they were 0-16, didn't care about what was said about them. Now they're coming off 3-14, and they're like, hey, we really got to punch up our image here. You know how you do that? Don't go 3-14.
If you want people, is probably going to be hard if you look at all the expectations and projections that people have on this.
When there are obvious ways to grade you in your career or whatever, the easiest thing to do is just succeed. But I just find it antithetical. The amount of time that human beings waste trying to control narratives that they have no control over, and teams do this all the time. The Browns have really gotten into this habit. It's like, guys, for love of God, he liked a tweet. He liked an Instagram post. We can all infer what it means. Omaha. Sorry, I didn't expect that to set me off as much.
That's
as
okay.
Did.
Well, we also don't know that they asked him to do it. That was just us guessing if they asked him to do it. I'm going to think he probably got asked to do it, but we don't know that for sure.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, as evidence in Padres analyst Mark Mud Grant doing his best impression of the great Tom Hamilton earlier this week.
I can just hear our good friend Tom Hamilton. Swung on and belted! Angel Martinez puts the Guardians ahead!
Okay, not bad at the end there. I didn't like the swung on and belted. I thought that was missing. And then at the end, he kind of had it.
I think Hammy does a really good job of yelling without yelling. Like, my favorite thing about him is he clearly raises his voice in moments of excitement.
Yeah.
I think Mudd was yelling a little too much.
Well, I think he was just trying to get to where Hammy lives.
Like, it's
which is not an easy thing to do.
No, I think Hammy's instrument, his voice, is perfectly. It's like the only time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you really hear his voice crack?
No, it doesn't crack, but he lives at a higher octave than most do. Like, that's why I was describing the him being flabbergasted by the Angel Martinez almost bunt on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why it stood out initially is because I thought someone hit a home run at first. I was like,
is it like our friend Will Palachuk?
It was very Will Palachuk.
Who lives at Mickey Mouse levels of voice.
Is Angel thinking about bunting now? And then I got into it. It was like, what happened there? But it was great. I loved it. But I like hammy calls, so it
I
is
think
what
it's
it is.
B minus hammy impersonation.
I thought at the end, I thought he got there. I thought the very first, the swung on a miss was swung on a belted. Excuse me, that was tough. That wasn't very good. But by the end, I heard a little bit of it.
If you flip it and reverse it, so he starts strong and then faded. Do you give him a better or worse grade?
Have you seen the guy on TikTok that does hammy calls?
No.
So he doesn't actually do the call itself in like him reenacting it, but he'll do the mannerisms attached to it all, and he'll go through, and he's got like these really elaborate, like his way of doing it. He's wildly popular on TikTok. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers, and he's driven himself into the hammy lane because he realizes all his best videos are all Tom Hamilton calls.
Mm.
Hundreds of thousands of views.
We could be TikTok famous with that same thing. We missed the boat there.
They're always saying about us.
Maybe the next life.
Just missing the boat. Thunder to the finals. Could Shai Gilgeous-Alexander surpass Kevin Durant as the Thunder's best player?
Hey, you win a championship, it's got to, right?
Well, that's what I guess. So they're heavy favorites as of right now. My friends in the desert are heavy into the Thunder winning this title. If you win the title, that ends that discussion.
Yeah, over Russ, over...
I mean, Durant was still there for 9-10 years. Durant was there for a long time, did make it to an NBA finals. Did Durant win an MVP with the Thunder?
I think so.
I believe he did, right? It would make sense if he did. That time of him, Westbrook, Harden, I mean, that was everything for Thunder basketball in the Oklahoma City time. So it's very hard to, you know, take that over. But SGA winning the MVP and winning the finals, 68-win season, what is going to turn out to be a legendary all-time team if they actually pull it off, which sounds funny to say, but it's true. I think he might supplant him in one big season.
Can you believe SGA already has played 6 years in OKC?
I think we did this the other day, and maybe it wasn't with you. Maybe it was with somebody else where they asked, like, how... I think it was you. It's like, how many years has SGA been in the league? And I was like, wait, it's been 6 years there?
7 years in the NBA, 6 years in OKC.
Yeah, that's what we got to. I think I guessed 4 or 5 when we did that. It's a lot longer than you'd think.
So I think...
Because he's 25 or 26.
He's 26, yeah. So I like with Durant, spent... Math is really hard.
9 years in OKC.
Thank you, Research Assistant Mac. So he spent 9 years in OKC. Actually, they include... Actually, it's only 8 years because they had the 1 year in Seattle, too. So 8 years... They sniffed the finals, but they didn't win the finals.
Yeah.
I think SGA with it, he absolutely should, by the way. And I don't think SGA's ever leaving. I think that's a
very... say that now.
I think that's a very polite young Canadian man who's quite content in OKC.
It just never seems to work out that way these days in the NBA.
But
although we might end up getting there. I mean, listen, Giannis is obviously on the way out of Milwaukee. Do we get there with Jokic? Does he stay with Denver the entire time?
Yeah, I know. So it's interesting you ask that. I saw somebody had mocked a Jokic to the Lakers trade.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, the last place on the planet I could see Nikola Jokic in is L.A. He would hate everything about it. He can't horse race there. Well, not legally, anyways.
Omaha!
A Tigers grounds crew member had to be carted off the field during the seventh inning stretch of Detroit's matchup last night with the Giants after suffering a non-contact injury while raking, of all things. So this allows us to ask the question, have you ever been hurt on the job?
Wait, did you see what the guy did to the camera?
Flipped the camera off, yeah.
That was really funny.
Very classy moment, by the way, by the trainer, of just being like, let's put that away, friend.
Have I ever been hurt doing sports talk radio?
No, doing a job in general.
Okay.
Is this the only job you've ever had?
It's the only adult job I've ever had. I mean, I was a server, but that wasn't, you know.
Did you ever get hurt serving?
That wasn't really anything more than, I wouldn't call that an adult job in any sort of way because I wasn't really an adult at that point. I think I stopped serving when I was 20. I served from 16 to 20, and it was my summer job every single year. And I worked full-time hours in the summer doing that. There's no debate in that. I can't remember a time I ever got seriously injured, though.
By the way, you mocked the question.
I mean, the man
who used to sit in that very seat got hurt while hosting a show.
He did. He fell off of a chair.
Yeah, our mentor, Adam, fell out of a chair. That happened at work, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel good about mocking the question. I feel good about mocking it. If you get hurt doing this job, that's the only way. A chair breaks is the only way. Or could you count like a voice injury? I've thrown out my voice. Does that count?
Absolutely, it does.
Then there we go. I've thrown out my voice.
Now all of a sudden, you're not such a big boy there.
I had to take a couple days off throwing out my voice. A couple different times. How about that?
So 5 hours solo. I did it like once a year. Even when I hosted solo at the end in Charlotte for 4 hours a day, I could not keep my voice. Now that I have a partner, a consistent partner for the last 3 years, I'm okay. But yeah.
Yeah, I usually have. It was early in my career that I threw my voice out, and now I've learned how to take care of it much better.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, an NBA reporter, a Cavs and NBA reporter, he had the sense that the Cavs might be listening to offers for Jarrett Allen and Darius Garland. We'll get to the bottom of that with Fedor in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.